Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He is Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Okay, so we've celebrated Jerry's birthday. We have we've talked about the Explorer Ventures liveaboard that Chef Anton, the scuba magician, is going to be on August 22nd. By the way, Monday, once again, if you go to Explorer Ventures Facebook page, there's rumors that we've been told that there could be a special flash sale going on. I don't know. You'll have to go check it out for yourself if you want to save a few bucks on Monday this week and see what happens. We also are going to talk about Barbados with Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba here in just a bit. However, the other big news that happened this week was Florida spiny lobster mini season. And we got Captain Dennis from our Just Plain Radio show who buddied up with Barry the Bugger to go catch Florida spiny lobsters. And they were the only Scuba Radio Scuba Squad members that did so. As I've said, I've been pretty busy booking some trips and things this week, so I couldn't go. But they went to go catch some tail for the rest of us so we could feast amongst ourselves. And I don't know, Barry, you came up short. And by short, I don't mean by short tails that you had to throw back.
Oh, we got two of those, too. We had to
Dennis, okay. Dennis is going to try to save face.
And hey, we got two shorts, anything. Two pregos, and two keepers. I think that's still a pretty good day. That's six lobsters in the trap. That's six more than you got.
Well, this is true, but not enough
only
to share.
Only two of them count. Dennis, was the tail good?
Actually, Abby took it and used it to make lobster bisque. I didn't get any.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
It was she caught it. It was fair and square.
It was her first. Yeah.
He's a hunt.
First trip out and her first cat trip.
Okay. So that's Dennis's daughter. He took her out there and made her into a hunter gatherer.
And she's good.
And she feasted on the spoils of what they caught. So you guys didn't catch enough to share with us. So you guys definitely suck, first off.
Now we have to go back and do it again.
Yeah, that's true. I will say you did it in style, though, because I saw, Dennis has gotten into the 3D printing thing. The craze, and he's kind of a gadget guy.
He is a gadget guy.
He went down in Pompano Beach this past week on mini season with a brand new Scuba Radio lobster mini season gauge that he made up on his 3D printer, and they look awesome.
Yep.
And matter of fact, Barry told me, first off, he said he didn't really catch much. And I said, well, yeah, but did you use your new Scuba Radio lobster gauge? And he goes, no, I didn't want to use that. I might lose it.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
But it's personalized. If you lose it, they know who to give it back to.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Barry the Bugger right on the back.
Yeah. They're going to go look around South Florida. You know anyone named Barry the Bugger? That could be a little strange.
Could just call the station.
Yeah, no,
or they
that's going to go on my bucket, my lobster bucket, which we use to hold our lobsters.
Yeah. Well, Dennis, did you use one of the new Scuba Radio lobster gauges or no?
Of course I did.
Yeah. I just can't believe Barry valued it so much. He's like, I can't use this.
Well, I can replace mine very easily.
It's the same thing with my old dive knife. I've decided to retire it after this last dive.
After you killed how many people?
Well, the DNA scrubs off after a while.
Right. So. But no, I'm very con- fused here. I mean, that Barry didn't use his lobster gauge. He found it so valuable that it had the Scuba Radio logo on it and his name. He didn't want to use it.
It's a collector's item.
Collector's item.
Okay.
It's special.
Collector's
item. Right next to his red hat.
Well, that may be, but you know, who else is going to want a Barry the Bugger lobster gauge? That's the thing that's a little confusing to me.
Wear it on the side. You know. Hey, wear it as a necklace.
Or use it to catch lobsters. That was the goal, to inspire you to catch more lobster, Barry. And you didn't. I'm a little confused. We went out.
The first boat, the morning boat, caught more bugs than we did. When we went out, a lot of the places that we were at had already had some issues. There weren't many left. Also, we were buddied up. If we had had CJ and Jerry with us, we would have had our own group.
That's why I wanted to go out at midnight.
If there were two other guys that came along with us, and they kind of slow things down a little bit.
Yeah, let's just say the guy with the flag, you stay with him.
Yeah, and they didn't understand that.
What do you mean they didn't understand it?
Well, I'm never lost. I had the flag.
Right.
But they did? Wait, they pull a Jerry the Diver guy on you?
We all pretty much said yes. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, so Jerry, just to refresh everyone's memory, years ago on a mini season with me and CJ, we went down and CJ was carrying the bag. And Jerry,
and the flag.
Yeah. And the flag. Right. And, you know, you got to stay with the guy who has the flag. Otherwise you're lost. And Jerry,
Greg stayed with me.
Jerry got lobster fever.
Jerry took off.
He saw some lobsters and he said, screw these guys. I'm going to get the lobster. And it kind of created some issues, for us that day that didn't go over real well.
We had to rescue him.
Yeah. And it just kind of screwed up everything.
You're a muted, bit. Jerry.
Which is probably a good thing.
Nobody got rescued. You all wrote off.
Oh, no, we're going to leave you. But it would have been.
Y'all got mad because I found the lobsters and took them all.
Koji insisted we search for him.
I was on the captain, right.
He's honorable because he's Japanese.
You're not going to change his story. Sorry. Quit trying to rewrite history, Jerry the Diver guy. It is what
y'all need to be truthful.
But just so I'm clear, so the people on the boat with you, Dennis and Barry, the other guys were there. They were kind of like that. They just saw lobsters and didn't stay around the flag.
Pretty much, they got the lobster fever and were gone. We surfaced and you know waited for them. The boat came over. Hey, you guys need us to pick you up? No, we're not lost. We have the flag. So they gave us the clearance to go back down, and the other guys did wind up surfacing on their own later. So
yeah. I mean, but were they impressed?
Abby caught the one lobster. What about the other one? I thought there was two.
Barry
legals.
Got the other one. Okay. The other keeper.
I got the other keeper. I caught one pregnant. It was big.
Yeah,
but
that's all I care
eggs.
About is the
keepers. The keepers. Mm-hmm. But so when these guys took off, we all hit the bottom, and they start looking, and they just disappear. And then we're with, you know, Dennis is with Abby and I.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's getting good. She's spotting the lobsters and you know, we're good going eyes. After them. And then we look around. Where's Dennis? So we did the right thing. We looked around. We came back up. She saw your fins from that far away. She says, there's Dad. Because he has the force fins.
Yeah.
So...
All right, yeah, that's the thing.
And we went back down.
If you get separated and from the guy with the flag, you're supposed to look around for a minute. And if you can't find him, for whatever reason, you go to the surface. And if you can find the flag, then you can maybe go back down, depending on you know how much air you have left in your tank. That's the usual protocol.
Yeah.
For things,
which is exactly what we did, and it worked out great.
Yeah, but the real thing is, was anyone like even those guys that left the flag? Were they impressed that you had your own, personalized lobster gauge, or could have they given a rat's ass?
No, they didn't care. But one thing's for sure, they burned through their ear too quick.
They did.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst.
That's their problem. They came right back up.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's one way to try to, redeem yourself, to since you got skunked, more or less. Blame it on those guys. But
I'm just glad he went down.
Well, that's true. We'll look at the bright side. All right, hour two on deck, and we're going to talk about diving in Barbados, among many other things. Stay close. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.